Learn to breathe. When you run, make sure you're breathing from your gut and that your stomach is rising on the inhale. Doing this ensures your lungs are filled with oxygen, so you're able to work out for longer periods. Lift with ease. Overestimate the amount you can lift by 20 to 30%. Lift it off, hold for 1 to 2 seconds, and put it back, adjusting the weight to your real max. The weight will feel lighter. Listen to tunes. Listen to music as you exercise. It will help you zone out and not be too focused on the strenuous task at hand. Lunge those legs. Reverse lunges will force your front leg to constantly work, leading to more tone in areas that might not have gotten work. Make your swings count. Do practice putts at home on a carpet. You don't need to use a club. Just choose a target, roll with your hand, and see how close you get. This will help your ability to gauge distance. Make your swings zing. Make your golf ball fly farther by taking a couple practice swings on the opposite side. This will help balance and strengthen your muscles and prep you for the real swing. Minimize burnout. To avoid burnout, check your pulse. If your heart's beating 10 beats over normal resting rate the day after an intense workout, your body is still recovering. Mix it up. The day after an intense workout, give your muscles a break by using light weights, 20% of your max capacity. Try doing 2 sets of 25 reps and your body won't be overstressed. Never veg out. If you find yourself with idle time, or if you're watching TV, you can always do some sit-ups or stretches. Or, if you have some home exercise equipment, use it while watching a movie. Pace yourself. When you cycle, keep your pace between 80 and 110 RPM. This will help you go longer distances while avoiding fatigue and muscle stress. Pick activities you like. If you don't like exercising, find activities you enjoy. Dancing, yoga, walking the dog, more. There are many ways to burn calories. Protect your neck. If you do squats, make sure you rest as much of the bar as possible on your shoulders. This will release pressure from your neck, which would otherwise lead to injury. Put on a glove. If you're looking to improve your ball handling, try dribbling while wearing a pair of work gloves. The gloves will help your fingers gain sensitivity so your grip improves. Putt with prowess. Overestimate your break. You'll find that if you double your predicted break, you'll come far closer to being right. Reduce neck strain. One nifty trick to reduce neck strains from crunches involves placing your tongue on the roof of your mouth while you do them. This reduces strain by facilitating head alignment. Relax your hips. When you're squatting, make sure you keep your heels on the floor. If you're not able to do this, your hip flexors are too tight. Rest at your pace. If you're not fully rested and you launch into another workout routine, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Instead of taking specific rest periods, rest in accordance to your body's needs. Rest your body. Every 6 weeks, cut your training frequency and miles in half. This will give your body a much-needed chance to repair itself, so you are less likely to sustain long-term damage. Reward yourself. When you reach your goals, reward yourself. Just don't do it with food. Say no to drugs. Taking pills like Advil and Tylenol after workouts may hinder muscle growth, and they've been shown to be no more effective than placebo in actually easing pain. Scale like a spider. If your climbing shoes feel comfortable when you're walking, you should buy a different pair. The best shoes fit your feet so it's comfortable to stand, but not walk. Sequence your exercises. A good order for exercising is dumbbells, then barbells, then machines. Because dumbbells work smaller muscles, this order is a natural progression. Shake it out. Studies have shown that people who drank a shake containing 10 grams protein, 7 grams carbs, 3 grams fat immediately after working out gained more muscle in comparison to people who waited 2 hours to drink shakes. Snag some supplements. Using a supplement can be very beneficial, but only if you're pushing yourself to the absolute limit. The harder you work, the more beneficial supplements will be. Never use them as a crutch or as a substitute for working out. Squat for stomach muscle. If you're looking to build your abs, squats and deadlifts are the key to success. Research has shown that this will strengthen those muscles by making your body work harder to maintain posture.